Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK live telephone talk show, On the Mark. I am Mark Lawrence. Across from me is Mr. John Shipman, a U.S. Armed Services veteran, former Sunbury councilman, former treasurer of the council on the city of Sunbury, Spark member, Albright Council, Boy Scout. Pull that mic super close.
Really? Sorry about that.
There you go. Oh, but you still need about this much apart.
Okay.
So, but yeah, welcome aboard. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Mark. It's good to be here.
Common sense conservatism is what I call it.
I hope it's common sense.
Does your blood pressure go up when you're on here? Because you feel super strongly about all of these important topics.
No, I don't think my blood pressure goes up. I actually enjoy discussing. I think that in our country, we should discuss these things, but we shouldn't call each other nasty names and so forth. That doesn't solve anything. But I think that, you know, liberals, conservatives have some different viewpoints on things. But if we can't discuss them in a rational way, we can't make any progress and we can't compromise. And after all, government is the art of compromise, the art of the doable, as they say. You know, and if you're going to get something done, whether it's on Sunbury City Council or whether it's in Harrisburg legislature or if it's in Washington, D.C., you have to learn to be able to work together, even though you maybe not agree on things, to have to find a way to do the people's work.
Well, I remember when Merle Phillips was in office, he and I often, he would come on this show regularly, and we would talk about different issues, you know, and I would say, well, I don't support, either on mic or off, I do support this, and I don't support that. And I would say, I don't support, you know, X, and he would say off mic, or even on mic, I don't either. But I have to ease on this so that we can get blank. He said that many
yeah.
times.
Yeah.
You know, in order, I don't think the minimum wage should go up, but I'm going to have to ease on this somewhat so that I can make sure that, I can't even think of a particular
yeah.
topic, but, you know, so that he can garner votes and,
yeah.
and compromise and all of it in plain sight. I mean, he was quite open about the fact
yeah.
that he was voting this way so that blank, blank, you know, whatever, so he can make other things happen. Yeah, I appreciated that. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check him out at sunburymotors.com. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is now open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. Toll-free line sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Noray Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. You are welcome to email us at onthemark@wkok.com, and you can text us at 70236. A couple of things in the news lately. Representative Ilhan Omar, I guess a Fox News commentator, got in trouble when he says, is her first priority being an American, or is the understated or unstated parenthetical follow-up was, or is her first priority being a Muslim? And so we did have some conversation about that yesterday. Her remark that some people did something, still getting a lot of talk, a lot of activity. The New York Post has a picture on the front page of the one of the towers is collapsing and the other one is on fire, saying someone did something here. You know, like, okay, yeah, clearly somebody did something here. So that's where we're going to start out. I'm going to ask John his view on this discussion that's underway in the U.S. right now. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number, 1-800-795-9565. I want to bring up the topic of reparations, too, if only because we have two leftover emails from earlier in the week. One talks about Irish slaves, and one talks about reparations for African-Americans in the U.S. today. And what got that started was either Elizabeth Warren or one of the Democratic candidates recently said that she would fight for reparations for African Americans. Of course, as a Democrat, I saw right through that, saying she's simply pandering to the base, you know, try to make sure that blacks don't try to vote for Donald Trump coming up. But it did prompt a pretty wide-ranging discussion. We also talked this week about the Star Barn down in Lancaster County, where the owner admits that he won't allow a gay wedding there. And in his mission statement and core value statement on their website, he talks about the fact that the whole place is set up to honor God and to if it makes a profit, that goes towards other ministries and other aspects of promoting his faith in and around the community. So that popped up this week. But we have open phones. We would allow a caller to do a misdirection and to send us off in an area they wanted to. 1-800-795-9565 is our Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com and text us at 70236. When you heard her about her saying that, I certainly didn't hear her say it when she said that, but when Representative Omar said some people did some things, wide-ranging speech talking about the CARE group. What was your review of that after you heard it?
Well, it's like you were 15 years old and a group of boys were accused of doing something, and when you got home, your parents said, John, were you involved in that? And you say, oh, I don't know, some guys did something. That's deflecting the blame from myself and saying, well, you know, I can't be responsible for that. Maybe I was at the drinking party. Maybe I wasn't.
Age 15, not me.
Come on. I think it was a poor choice of words on her part. She certainly, if she didn't want to address it differently, she would have been better not to address it at all, just not say anything about it. It is a very divisive issue. There are certain things in your life, in my life, that you will never forget. I will never forget the day that John Kennedy was assassinated. It was a tragedy. I was in college, so I'm an old guy. But kids were crying. It was so traumatic that how could somebody do this to the President of the United States, first of all, and to this president, who was, the young, charismatic leader who was going to take us to new heights and so forth, and all of a sudden, he's gone. I can remember sitting up and watching when they landed on the moon. I can remember 9/11. It will be a day that's etched in my memory till the day I die. So there are certain events in the life of our country and of each individual that you will never forget, and 9/11 is one of those. I think some people felt she was trying to minimize that, and that probably wasn't a good thing to do.
Well, with a predominantly Muslim audience, pandering to them is sort of the accusation?
Well, I think that's true. Politicians speak to their audience. Nancy Pelosi famously told people in her district out in San Francisco that if we had 233 representatives from people like you, we wouldn't have any problems. Of course, obviously, she would control the House. So, politicians tend to speak to their audience. That's probably to be expected. The problem today is you think you're in a private setting, and Mitt Romney found this out when he talked about the 47%. You think you're in a private setting, but there's always a spy that's going to record it on the phone or whatever and put it out for publication. So people need to be careful how they address things. There is a suspicion on a lot of people in this country about Islam, and many of us believe that you cannot support Sharia law and be loyal to the Constitution of the United States.
Both.
You can't. It's an either or. If you are a Muslim in the United States and you agree to support the Constitution of the United States, that means that you really can't be a supporter of Sharia law because they are mutually exclusive. And so I think that was the comment of
her first one.
The people who said she can't really be an American. Unfortunately, for Christians, that's not a problem. For Jewish people, that's not a problem. You know, the Bible says that Christians should be subject to the powers that be, and that the authorities are there for their protection and not for their harm. So Christians don't have a problem obeying the laws, or shouldn't have a problem obeying the laws of the country, unless they affect their relationship with God. That's a different issue. But there's this suspicion that because of Sharia law and how what Sharia law says, that Muslims have a divided allegiance. And see, Americans aren't comfortable with that. Either you're an American, if you're not an American, if you're something else, then how can you be a good American if you want to say that? That's why we think that communism, you can't really be a good... If you believe in the Constitution of the United States, you really can't be a good communist.
Well, do you put God first or country first?
I think you put God first. So if that's their belief, then they have to.
What do you do?
I put God first.
And put what?
I put God first.
Right. Okay. So,
but I can support the laws of the United States because overwhelmingly, I believe that they're not inconsistent with Christianity.
Well, they're almost in lockstep.
In many cases, they are.
In many cases, they're codifying things you and I just happen to believe.
Well, that's true. But we have to remember who founded this country and who got it started and who wrote the Constitution and so forth, and say, well, we have a Judeo-Christian heritage here. There's no doubt about that.
Okay. We have open phones. You are welcome to talk to us about that. Representative Ilhan Omar, it was talked about yesterday, so maybe we've exhausted that topic. We're perfectly willing to move on. We're going to take a break, but call us now if you'd like to remark on this. There's a lot of people who are very learned that say if you are familiar with the Muslim faith, you know that they can be called upon to have conflict with and or to kill infidels or to, you know, do whatever you need to do to stop them. So that would be anybody who's not of the Muslim faith. So would that be somebody who's a Christian or a Jew or an atheist? And if so, do they have divided loyalties in the U.S.? That's very widely circulated, sort of a truthism. Is that okay to say? We know that people are talking about that.
Absolutely.
Anyway. Okay. All right. 1-800-795-9565 is our Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. Or is Representative Ilhan Omar enjoying what we all have? Free speech to say what you want to whomever you wish to, and there's no harm in that. 1-800-795-9565.
Get outside and clean up the yard.
Yes, dear.
Springtime means cleanup time, even at Sunbury Motors Ford. Sunbury Motors Spring Inventory Cleanup has begun. Once a year, SMC takes their entire new Ford inventory and prices them at levels not seen before. SMC is where you want to be to choose from 44 2019 Ford Escapes. This just in, Ford Motor Company and Sunbury Motors have increased the discounts on 2019 Ford Escapes. They're slashed to the lowest price ever offered to the general public. Now at an amazing $18,985. SMC is where you want to be for 2019 Ford F-150s starting at just $25,899. And SMC has 66 in stock. SMC is where you want to be if you want a brand new 2018 Ford Focus for $14,905. Hurry into Sunbury Motors Ford in the Northwest Street Auto Plaza.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark, 1-800-795-9565. I think you're a great co-host, but I just love asking you questions. This is just my personal interest. So the off mics, poor John doesn't get a break during the off time. All right, 1-800-795-9565. Got two callers standing by. Than, thank you so much for calling in. You are on the Mark.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Than.
Always good to hear you on the air. I sometimes don't agree with you. I wondered if this morning you were implying that you thought that Representative Omar was following Sharia law. You sounded like you were worried that she might be.
No, I didn't say that. I actually, what I said is I thought that she probably she could have done a couple of things. She could use different words, or she could have just stayed away from that altogether. And then we discussed the fact that she was talking to a particular audience, and obviously politicians talk to the audience.
The thing is, Sharia law is not something we would allow in this country. That's one of those little old red herrings that the Republicans like to throw out there, that maybe we're going to go to Sharia law. Wouldn't work in this country. We're too independent. So I would not worry about that. But I think that one of the things that Trump has done magnificently is caused smart people like Jill McGranahan and John Shipman and maybe Mark Lawrence to kind of question, are people really patriotic? We don't know, because they haven't said anything about being patriots for a while. I think we should look at people until we find they're doing something wrong. I think that maybe Omar's comments were not well put. Did you hear them, John?
I did not. I heard that. Well, I heard them, but I did not hear them as they were made. I heard them in news reports and so forth after the fact.
I went back and listened to her comments, and what Joe McGranahan said on Thursday, yesterday, about it didn't match up to what she said. We had a different understanding of what she came up with. I thought a couple of places she should have used better language. I didn't disagree with Joe on that at all, but I felt that maybe he got excerpts of it from Fox News, because what he excerpted, whatever that word is, yesterday on the air, did not match what she said, and I was kind of curious about that. But you didn't hear it either, so you both are kind of guessing at what she said. Huh?
Well, I've heard several minutes of it, which really puts it in context, and it is not as offensive if you hear the whole thing as you would think. Now, but did she characterize the deaths of 3,000 Americans and other individuals at the hands of Islamic extremists? Well, someone did something does not cut it, as you said off mic.
I thought about that. That's the one that doesn't really sit well. But back when the guy blew up the Oklahoma federal building, I didn't say something like, Christians are okay, and one of them blew up a federal building and killed children. I said, oh no, that's terrible. Nobody should do that. I didn't blame Christians for it. Did you?
Well, I'm not sure Timothy McVeigh was a Christian, and I never heard that he
was.
Well,
he was. But he was acting on the behalf of God.
Well,
I guess that's not a Christian. I guess I agree with you.
I wouldn't think
so.
God tells us to love our neighbor as ourselves. But, you know, the interesting thing about that, that was done on the second anniversary of the Waco disaster, and he basically said this was payback to the federal government for how they treated the people of Waco. Well, the people of Waco were not, you know, they were, they had some pretty strange beliefs. If you looked into what David Koresh was, he was a self-proclaimed Messiah, and Christians don't believe that there was only one Messiah. There aren't multiple Messiahs. So, David Koresh, my estimation, really wasn't. He used the Bible, but a lot of people use the Bible in the wrong way. And
well, don't you think that some people use the Quran in the wrong way?
I agree with that.
So, I mean, I think that is kind of the answer to the question.
Well,
some people use the Quran in the wrong way. They did. Don't blame Omar or any of the people of that good Muslim faith.
Well, and the point is that we shouldn't defend David Koresh, and we shouldn't defend Timothy McVeigh, but we shouldn't defend Omar either. Nobody gets a pass when you try to minimize the murder of 3,000 people.
I'll tell you, listen to the speech, John. She didn't try to minimize it. She said, we are having problems because some people did something. And they did. And the people that did it were very obviously called themselves Islamic, as Timothy McVeigh called himself a Christian. But it's not a relationship.
All right, Than, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate the call today. Thank you. Next up, we go from Than to Dan. Good morning, sir. You're on the mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good program again, Mark. And John, good to hear you back on the air.
Thank you, Dan.
You bet. And what I'm going to bring up is the Attorney General brought up the point the other day that he believed there was some spying on the Trump campaign. And you know, I believed that for a couple years myself. And President Trump even brought it up about March after he was elected. He said, hey, they're spying on my campaign and my office up there in New York City. So I wondered what your take was. Do you think the Attorney General will check into spying through they've done it because they said Carter Page was a spy, and the whole thing with the fake dossier used to spy, you think they'll really launch an investigation into all this spying through the Justice Department, which was done on Trump, which is becoming out more and more out to the public, which a few people wrote about 2 years ago.
And we found out during the campaign, right?
Yeah, and Dan, you make a good point. We have the FBI and the Department of Justice are there to protect the American people and to try to keep us from foreign influence. They had some allegations that the Russians were trying to infiltrate the Trump campaign. And they actually accused the Carter Page of colluding with the Russians. Interestingly enough, the investigation is over. Carter Page was never indicted, never suggested that he had done anything wrong. He's a free man, and he's suing a number of people because he was never involved with Russia. The interesting thing is that the Trump campaign was approached. Several people in the Trump campaign were approached by Russian operatives. And every time that they were approached, the offer was declined. At least that's the report that's coming out now. So what happened was people tried and failed to get the Trump campaign to cooperate. The thing that concerns me is if there was any concern on the part of the political campaign, if there was any concern on the part of the Department of Justice or the FBI, why didn't they go to the candidate Trump, or why didn't they go to the top people in the campaign and say, you know, we're concerned that Russians are trying to infiltrate your campaign? Now, what's the definition of a spy? Well, James Clapper danced all around this 2 years ago when it first came up. But essentially, if you try to insert someone into another purview, and with the intent of collecting information, I don't care what you call that person, they're a spy. Okay.
Yeah.
If we send someone to Cuba to find out what's going on in Cuba and report back to the United States government, that person's not a tourist. Obviously, we shouldn't try to call them a tourist. We should say no, they're a spy. So you know, rhetoric does count, and I think it's going to come out. I whatever it is, it is. The Justice Department has an ongoing investigation into the FISA situation. We all know now that the dossier was a fake. That done by a man who hated Trump and who used a fake website to collect his information and pass it off as the truth. So who knows what else? The other thing is we shouldn't jump to conclusions. Not everybody in the FBI is bad. A few rotten apples don't make the whole operation bad. I have faith in the FBI. I think there's tremendous amount of wonderful dedicated people there. But it looks like there may have been a couple of people that overstepped their bounds.
All right. Thank you, Dan. We're going to have to pause there. Call back if you got a follow-up. We're getting close to the top of the hour. We want to remind folks about one of our good sponsors, the Sunbury Motor Company. I haven't seen Tom Mertz in almost 12 hours. So he was at the YMCA Capital Campaign kickoff yesterday. So had a brief opportunity to talk to him. And he said, emphasize that the Sunbury Motor Company wants to super serve their customers. He hears us talking about the hometown pharmacies super serving their customers, but he says, go ahead and say that we invented that in our valley 100 years ago. That is to making people feel like they're number one, making sure that they're getting a good value for their money, making sure that they're getting wonderful treatment when it comes to being sold precisely what they sought and not being oversold just to make a buck or two, not being undersold or asking them to compromise. He said, send them down to see Mike DeFeo or Austin or Ernie or the rest of the crew and get yourself a Ford, Hyundai, Kia, or Lincoln. You'll be glad you did. The Sunbury Motor Company, check them out at sunburymotors.com. Back with open phones, this is WDKOK Sunbury.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence.
And welcome back. WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the Mark, I am joined by John Shipman, who is back with us. Common Sense Conservatism is his middle names. Are his middle names?
I hope so.
and it's working out, so it's good. It works on our behalf. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. You can check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. Toll-free line sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com. And you can text us at 70236. If you're not a Text Connect member, you can sign up at WDKOK.com. It's an opportunity for you to receive maybe up to a dozen at the very most text messages a month from us, breaking national or local news, closed roads, tornadic weather on the way, you name it. That's what we use Text Connect for. And we just send you a link. If it's something that has a plausible impact on your life, you can click on that link and see what we've posted at WDKOK.com. And if it doesn't have too much impact on you, for like we say, you know, Route 82 is going to be closing soon because of this or that. If you're not going on 82 and you don't know anybody who is, well, then you don't need to click on the link. It's just that simple. It's us telling you that we've posted something at WDKOK.com. Some very brief news headlines here. Northumberland County has agreed to pay over $363,000 to resolve a lawsuit accusing the county of not sufficiently paying overtime for human service caseworkers. PennLive.com reporting today the U.S. Department of Labor accused the county of violating the Fair Labor Standards Act by not properly calculating pay for on-call caseworkers. 111 current and former employees will share the $340,000 in back pay and damages. The county will pay a $20,000 fine. PennLive says the county will have to find the money soon to pay the settlement. They say the county must also begin, if they aren't already, keeping adequate employee records and properly compensating individuals who are on call for their overtime. The statewide trout season opens tomorrow at 8 o'clock in the morning. The State Fish and Boat Commission says they're making progress with the state legislature trying to get an increase in license fees. The new executive director, Tim Schaefer, says he hasn't weaponized trout as his predecessor did, but is in fact trying to work cooperatively with the legislature.
With the legislature, we've actually had a lot of them come out and join us to stock fish. To have a state legislator or local officials come join us in the field really helps them to see how important fishing and boating are to the local economies of Pennsylvania.
And they are going to sell more licenses this year. They're still the same declined a number of anglers in Pennsylvania, and he says they are stocking about the same number of trout this year. Pennsylvania has successfully reduced its backlog of untested rape kits by nearly 90% in 3 years. That's according to the State Auditor General Eugene DePasquale. He made the announcement Thursday. About 340 kits are still awaiting testing by crime labs, down from 3,200 several years ago. Medical personnel use the kits to collect DNA and other evidence of sexual assault. The backlog represents the number of kits that have gone for more than a year without being tested. State police and Philadelphia Police Department had no untested kits as of December 31st, while Allegheny County's medical examiner reported 94 and local law enforcement agencies 245. A 2015 state law required speedier testing of the rape kits, increased state funding, as well as outside grant programs have helped whittle down the backlog. And finally, flags at the state capitol and other state buildings will fly at half-staff to honor three U.S. Marines who have ties to the state and were killed in the line of duty. Governor Tom Wolf Thursday ordered the flags lowered through Sunset Sunday. Two of the Marines were killed in a roadside bombing in Afghanistan Monday. The parents of Staff Sergeant Christopher Slutman live in the York area, and 31-year-old Sergeant Benjamin Hines was from the York area. The third Marine, a pilot, died March 30th in a helicopter crash training at a Marine Corps Air Station Yuma in Arizona. He was identified as Major Matthew Weigard of Ambler, PA, down in southeastern Pennsylvania. In a statement, Wolf said the gratitude should be shown every day to soldiers like Weigard, Hines, and Slutman. WKOK News Time. It is now 9/11. Yes, salute to those soldiers. Boy, it's always tough news. We argue about a lot of things. We chit-chat about a lot of things. But whenever you see on the AP wire a soldier die, boy, everybody just kind of stops. And it's a tough situation. So a week of half staff hardly seems like enough.
No, it's, hopefully that we honor these in our hearts every day. But it's heartbreaking to lose someone, but when those give their life in the service of their country, it's a special. And that goes for first responders, you know, firemen and so forth, that, you know, saving our lives by fighting fires and rescuing people. And so they all deserve a special thanks.
1-800-795-9565 is the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. We've been talking about Representative Ilhan Omar, and I think she just said in passing, certainly could have paid more respect in her remarks to the individuals who died on 9/11 and could have drawn more clearly who perpetrated the 9/11 attacks. But in a speech, she's talking about other things. This wasn't the gist of her remarks. It was just one of the passing paragraphs in a series of pages. She is getting a lot of backlash for the phrase referring to 9/11 as saying some people did something. And the context is a little bit telling, but still it is a brief remark about a major pivot point in U.S. history. And she's got a lot of pushback since then. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Dennis, you are on the mark. Thanks for waiting. Go right ahead.
Hey, Mark, I enjoy your program, and I'm off and on new to the area, and it sure is good to hear this new man you got there. I never met this guy, Joe, but when I listen to him when he's on a program, I think it's Rush Limbaugh. So my thought today is...
I can't wait to tell.
If we could just sit and meditate, what would be the result if the tables were turned, and instead of Trump, Hillary would have got the vote? Because like now, Trump said, if I'm ever convicted of anything, all my 30% would start another civil war. So try just imagine what would our country be if the cards would be turned over and Hillary would have got, and then Trump would have said, because he said it was all fake and that it was rigged. So I just wonder, all the gut people that are the Trumpers, what would they have done if the cards were turned? So I hope I'm not too long-winded. But
well, maybe the same thing the Democrats are doing, you know, investigating at every turn. President Trump was saying that the election was rigged before the election, and well, some aspect of it somewhere, some hack, somebody somewhere might have done something, but we certainly didn't over-investigate it after the Electoral College went in his favor, John.
Well, and I think that's traditionally what we do. Unfortunately, there is voter fraud. Some people would like to pretend that it doesn't exist, but the statistics show that it does. We need to have good, clean elections, and then we need to accept the results and get on with the business of running the country for the benefit of the people, not running the country for the benefit of Washington, D.C.
And the donor class, right?
And
all their
the donor
support.
Class.
I love that phrase.
Mark. What kind of turmoil would we have the way I'm for our president, because I'm an old vet and I wish the guy all the luck in the world, but can you imagine what would have been the last 2 years? We would have had turmoil.
You mean if Hillary Clinton had gotten elected?
Her stealing the election. So that's all I wanted to say. All the people, you know,
right. Like
this guy Dan. I swear to God, he must be Trump's brother-in-law or what? Hey, between his
Thank
Bible
you.
And his Trump, boy, he better go to the library and read about Donald Trump, because he's got some background.
Right.
So okay, thanks.
Yeah,
hey,
thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
The new man you got on there, boy, he's a sensible guy.
John Shipman.
I listen to your program all the time, but when that Mr. Joe gets on, he is strictly Rush Limbaugh.
I got to tell him that.
I listen to Rush Limbaugh because I want to hear all sides of the story, but he's 100% Fox, Hannity, and Rush Limbaugh. So, hey, thanks for your time.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate that. I can't wait. Joe considers him. Well, Joe is a pretty reasonable guy. I don't think he's a super Rush follower. I don't think he listens to him. I don't actually see any evidence that Joe spends time listening to that. But he'll be glad to hear that one of our listeners noticed the similarity. So, all right, 1-800-795-9565. One of our listeners. Now, John laments the fact that we've done a lot of name-calling in this country lately. Is it lately or just over our...
It seems to be getting worse.
It's getting worse.
Perception.
Yeah, I think we're definitely more divided than before. But one of our listeners sends us a note. Says, hey, to tell you, Mr. Shipman, but your conservative party beliefs and values no longer exist with the election of this bad president. Even your Republican Congress has sold out to Mr. Trump. No one has the guts to call him out for his lies and destruction of the party. You have my deepest sympathy upon the death of your party beliefs and values. I didn't detect that any of those beliefs or values have suffered. It's not everybody agrees with any president all the time anyway, and probably a lot of people didn't agree with President Obama at times.
Well, and I think that's true. The thing that bothers me is I did not support President Obama. He was elected. He was my president. I felt that, you know, I respected him. I thought on the human side, I think he's a really decent guy. I think some of his policies and so forth were socialist, and I didn't agree with those. But he was still my president. For people to say today, well, Donald Trump's not my president.
Well, you're aware a lot of people said President Obama's not my president.
I agree with that, but I didn't say that.
Right, okay.
And this thing of he's not, yes, he is. He's the president of all Americans. And whether it was Barack Obama, he was president of all Americans. So is Donald Trump. Now, you know, when you talk about some of the issues that Donald Trump had and so forth, But I will say this, that wherever the party goes doesn't affect my conservative beliefs and what I feel is right and what I feel is true. That's my own personal conviction. I am certainly not a blind partisan to the Republican Party. The Republican Party has had plenty of its share, you know, its share of problems over the years and so forth. And no party, you know, if a party's made up of two people, they probably don't agree 100%. So I agree with you what you just said, that, you know, there's a lot of dissension. Let me say again, the reason Donald Trump, listen, Donald Trump beat 13 people in the primaries, and he beat a really strong candidate on the Democratic side. He was the only outsider. People are sick and tired of what's going on in Washington, D.C. People are sick and tired of those people going there, being there for 30 or 40 years, making millions of dollars, and voting their interest instead of the interests of their people. The Declaration and Constitution says that the country is to be run at the will, at the consent of the governed, of the people. Okay, we don't have that. We have issue after issue where polls show that 60-70% of the people believe one way and Congress votes the other way. So there's no way that Congress is representing the people. So who are they representing? They're representing the big fat cats who sponsor their campaigns. And the people be darned. And that's not the way it's supposed to be. The people are supposed to be respected, and the people's will is supposed to be enacted and followed in Congress, and that's not happening. People are tired of that.
But there are times when we require our good leaders to do something even though we don't agree with it. For example, an example that is arguable, would the State Game Commission is going to allow hunting on Saturday, the first day, instead of the Monday after. I'm going to guess 90% of hunters don't like this idea, but the Game Commission says, well, there's this vocal minority who can't get Monday off. One of our Facebook commenters said the perfect comment, says, if you can't get Monday off for the first day of deer season, quit. Which I love that as a working class dog, but of course I always get the Monday off. But in any event, there is an idea where 90% of the hunters want something, but the Game Commission says, no, we're smarter than you. This is sound hunting policy. It'll increase hunters. Young people will make out better. It'll mean more license sales. It'll be good all the way across the board. You hunters have your own interest or traditions in mind, but that's not ideal. You know, so maybe if most of the country doesn't favor something like gun law changes, you know, most of the country favors stricter gun laws or changed gun laws. But, you know, Congress says, no, the NRA gives us a lot of money to not change things. So,
well, actually, if you listen, you know, polls can be deceiving. It's how you form the question and so forth. If you look at the real statistics on gun ownership, most people believe that gun ownership should be legal and that gun ownership, you know, people should have the right to own guns and so forth. Even in Illinois and so forth, people believe that. But many people are. We do have restrictions. Okay, if you're a convicted felon, you're not able to buy a gun. Yet you are be able to buy a gun. Why? Because the system doesn't work. So the concept of we ought to punish everyone for the bad deeds of a few is like kindergarten thinking. Okay, we had a couple kids acting up, so nobody goes out for recess. Really? We ought to be adults. We ought to be able to find ways to safeguard against people who shouldn't own guns and let the rest of the country alone and let them, you know. So it's, you know, again, it's...
Well, let's not get too far into guns. That's a bad example. But there's one example where the public may want one something and the government says, no, this is really a better sound, this is a sound policy. One of our listeners says, what would have happened if Hillary were elected? There would have been a catastrophe. I tell you, Trump supporters would have gotten up and gone to make this country work, at least as long as they had still had jobs. They would have gotten up and gone to work to make this country work, at least as long as they still had jobs before all those jobs got shipped off to Mexico and China. All right, we got two callers waiting and one coming in. Dale, you're on the mark. Go right ahead. It says liberals versus conservatism.
Yeah, I just say, you know, big corporations got their, you know, tax cut from Trump. Now big businesses need manpower, so they're telling Trump, you know, we need more cheaper labor. You know, we got to make sure our markets and our shares, you know, stabilize. So don't blame the Russians. Don't blame the Democrats. I just tell you, this whole move is when the corporations move from Venezuela and Honduras and all like that, when they moved, the people knew where they were going. Okay, they were going back to the United States. So corporations now are saying, you know, we need the manpower we had down there. So the whole thing here is just, you know, the people who voted for Trump, I mean, he just pulled the sheet over your heads. I mean, it's just, you got to accept it and take it on the chin. I mean, this is the way the guy does business.
But, your sheet over your head like you're dead. And pull the wool over your eyes, you mean.
I mean, just stand back and look at it, okay?
All right.
You need cheaper labor, so they don't pay federal taxes because they're getting paid $6 an hour by the benefits corporations.
Okay,
so
let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. You think that Donald Trump is in favor of illegal aliens coming here to work at subpar wages?
Listen to me. Why would he mention it? Hurry up. We're closing the border. Hurry up. We're closing the border. Don't you understand Donald Trump was a Democrat all the time?
So that's a dog whistle to individuals already halfway here.
Well, what would you do? Say, hurry up. We're closing the gate.
Have you listened to what? Have you listened to AOC say that every Latino has a right to come to America? Have you heard her say that? Well, that's what she said.
Listen to me. Just.
I'm trying to listen to you, but you're not making sense.
How old are you? You have any wisdom? You have to have, when you get older, you're supposed to get more wisdom. You don't earn wisdom. You get it by getting older. But do you have any wisdom what this character does? I mean, really, he's been playing fast ones all of his life. So
all right, we got
you,
Dale.
Tell you right now. All right, well, here's another thing.
No another things. We got to move on. 3 minutes apiece.
Well,
that's
it. Well, I can just tell you, the next election is not going to be about liberals and conservatives. It's going to be about racist versus traitors, and that's basically the way it's looking right now.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Got you, brother. Thank you. All right. 1-800-795-9565. Folks waiting patiently. We will be right back.
Hometown. Such a warm and friendly word. A place of comfort, confidence, and friendship. And as the song goes, everybody knows your name. In today's culture of fast food service and big box mentality, it's nice to know that we can still rely on the warm and friendly comfort of Hometown Pharmacy. There's one near you. Friendly, knowledgeable staff that not only know you by name, but know your meds and know what's best for you, right down to the over-the-counter meds for those quick day-in, day-out situations that may arise. Your Hometown Pharmacy. That hometown feel that we all want. Hometown pharmacies, like the Lewisburg Pharmacy, North 2nd Street, Lewisburg. Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Route 35, Mount Pleasant Mills. In Mifflinburg, it's Trutz Pharmacy on Chestnut Street. Bloomsburg, it's the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop on Market Street. And the Norrie Pharmacy, Duke Street, Northumberland. Your hometown is calling you. Your independent hometown pharmacy. Every season, every day.
All right, welcome back. Thank you so much for standing by while our important messages play. I want to tell you about a group of individuals who are definitely part of the solution, the Hometown Pharmacies, and they sponsor that toll-free line, which has Dan waiting on it and then Lance. So, Dan, go right ahead. You're on the mark.
Well, the caller asked the question, what would Trump voters done if Hillary would have been elected? Well, we would have honored her as our president, and we'd have kept hoping and working towards getting an independent person in there like Trump. And the trajectory of our country would have been much different. We'd be heading towards more socialized programs, more socialism. That's the very reason right there many of us voted for Trump. We didn't want to see our trajectory going towards socialism, and many Trump voters I talk with almost to a T agree with what I say about it, and they said we weren't ready heading towards the one world government and socialism. So I would have honored her as president, as Trump, and I would have prayed for her as I do for Trump, and as I did for Obama. He was the president. He did. When they win the election, they deserve our prayers, and hopefully they lead us in the right direction. So that's what I would have done. So thanks for the extra time and great program today.
All right. Thank you. Thanks, yep. Thanks, Dan. Thanks for calling back. Lance, go right ahead. You're on the mark.
And I hear I wanted to tell you that my beard is not growing because I tell everybody that it's not by itself.
It stopped by itself?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I haven't had anything cut since 06, I think. What if, let's say, myself as a gun owner or Wayne LaPierre would have referred to that horrid, despicable, just unspeakable horror that happened in Las Vegas back in the fall of 17 the same way as what 9/11 was referred to? What would happen then? I think people would be just a little bit upset, right? So I can see that lots of people want to give a whole lot of more, latitude to Muslims and practically anybody else than what they do gun owners. They blame us for everything like that. And when we're just the same way as those Muslims are, just a small minority of screwballs that do things like that.
Okay.
So this is something to think about. Also, the breakfast tomorrow morning, I need to get some info on that.
Oh, that's right. I forgot to call you. Where's my dumb brain? Okay. Do you have email?
No.
Okay, I'll call you. All right, I'm writing it down. I'm not going to forget. Sorry.
Okay, I'll be here.
I thought about it a couple times yesterday and then never actually did it, and that's not the right way.
Okay.
I'll call you right after the show. If you don't hear from me right after the show, call the radio station immediately.
Okay.
All right?
All right. But all right. I mean, it's just really something to think about, that they treat the Muslims really the way that you should treat folks who have folks within their midst that are sometimes prone to do horrible things. And but then they blame, when it comes to gun owners, they seem to blame everybody. It's just a little thing I've thrown out there. So.
All right. We got you. Thank you so much. Appreciate the call. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We got an email from somebody who says, good morning. I want to ask John if he's happy with the new tax laws, the GOP tax bill. Are you happy with that?
I can say that of the people I talk to, and of course you understand that I've been in insurance and financial services for just about 50 years, people I've talked to overwhelmingly tell me this year that they've got more money back this year, or that they paid less taxes this year. That's not true for everyone, but if you actually take a look at what you paid last year for 2017 and look what you paid this year for 2018, almost everyone is telling me they've paid less. Some paid a little less. I've talked to some families where it's been $2,000 or $3,000 less. So generally speaking, it's been a positive. Are there people who have paid more or haven't gotten any more back? I'm sure that's the case. Generally speaking, the tax reform has worked across the board. Now, say, well, it favors wealthy people and so forth. But the wealthy people, the tax law is not that good for wealthy people. For instance, if you lived in California where the state income tax is 13.3%, and you lived in California where property tax rates are horrendous, up until this year, you could deduct all of that from your federal income tax. So let's say you made $200,000, so you paid $26,000 in California state income tax. You could deduct that whole $26,000 off of your federal income tax. If you had half a million dollar property, I had a friend who went out there and looked. He says you couldn't buy a piece of junk for $250,000. If you wanted a nice house, it was $350,000, $400,000. So let's say you have that, and let's say you're paying $10,000 or $12,000 of California real estate tax on that. So now, between the two, you're paying about $40,000 to the state of...
But that was deductible.
It was totally deductible. So you, Mark Lawrence, were subsidizing the wealthy people in California and in New York. Now, they can deduct $10,000. That's fair. Most people don't spend $10,000 on property tax, and most people don't, you know, if your Pennsylvania state income tax is $10,000, it means you made $300,000, so maybe you could afford to pay it. So it has helped, in many cases, help the working people, and it has, you know, that's why New York's broke, because all those people have relocated to Florida. They had a house in Florida already, so all they did was change their place of residence from their home in New York to their home in Florida, and so be it. But yeah, I think generally it's been working pretty good.
1-800-795-9565. Yeah, I paid less this year, $1,000 less. So
nice.
We were happy as could be. All right, the emailer goes on to say, I think most Americans would say no. Do you think the majority of the nation paid more with the new law or less?
Majority paid less. Over 80% have paid less.
I think you're in the right there. Or families' income was about $150,000 or more and had to pay into the government again this year. I think he's saying our family's income was, I see, okay, misspelling, but that's all right, we'll figure it out, was around $150,000 or had to pay into the government again this year. Trump lied again yesterday about his ratings. He said 55% of his approval rating is 55%, when the truth is it is only 40%. We all need to remember then this, the next election, Made America Great Again, get Trump out of the White House. Thanks. I think the number is 50-ish.
53%. Rasmussen,
okay,
a pretty good pollster, independent pollster, this week said that his approval rating is 53%. Which is 7% more than Barack Obama's at the same point in his presidency.
Okay.
But these things change week to week. You know, it could be 53 today and it could be 45 tomorrow. So it just depends on how the people are feeling that day.
Well, and this, again, it goes to, do you want good government or do you want popularity?
Yeah.
You know, if you agree with the things that the president is doing, who cares if he's popular as long as he's doing the right thing?
You know, let's think about the economy. The lowest unemployment since before we landed on the moon, the lowest African-American unemployment in history, the lowest Latino unemployment in history. The economy created almost 300,000 new jobs, 290,000 jobs last month. Even the best estimates before were 277. The inflation rate is 1.9%, well in line with what we've expected over the years. And so there isn't anything about the economy that
we're 100 months of growth, growth after growth after growth.
There isn't anything about the economy that isn't good. And yet we have people saying, oh, the economy's terrible, the economy's terrible.
Wage rates.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they're going up now, too.
Wage
okay.
rates. This... In the year 2017, working people's rates went up more than wealthy people's rates. The working people had about a 6% increase.
Well, when you start at $1 an hour, you know, $2 an hour is a big change.
Well, hopefully nobody's working for $1 an hour. But.
Right. More email, or no, texts. On the topic of guns, I said most people in the country would favor some changes in gun laws that would make us safer. And a man who knows much better about all things gun than me says most of the country is not for more gun laws. They are for enforcement of our current laws. And he also, on the topic of Democrats versus Republicans, says, what values do the Democrats have? It is to kill babies after they're born with late-term abortions, or to leave our border unsecured and drive down wages and increase crime and disease brought in by these illegals? Or could it be to restrict and stomp on law-abiding citizens' rights of speech and self-defense? These democratic values need to be relegated to the trash bin of history. Come on, Stan. See, now you're part of the problem. But Stan's a good egg, so we appreciate that. We got very patient individuals, and we're going to hit the phones in earnest. Momentarily.
We upgrade all the time.
My computer.
My TV.
My phone.
Isn't it time you upgraded your vehicle?
Upgrade your trade now at Sunbury Motors Kia.
I wanna see you in a Kia. Sunbury Motors Kia.
It's
the second annual Upgrade Your Trade event. Now is the time because SMC is making it easier than ever with above market value for your trade. Plus, save $4,500 on a 2019 Kia Sorento LX. Now just $26,415. A 2019 Kia Optima S has $4,000 in savings. Now only $22,910. And SMC is still offering a $99 a month lease on a 2019 Kia Forte LXS for just 36 months. And all include Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. It's the second annual Upgrade Your Trade event at Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Leases for 36 months, 10,000 miles per year. No security deposit required. Tax and tags extra. Offers expire 4/30/19. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to kia.com.
All right, we got to hit the phones. 1-800-795-9565 is the telephone number here. Paul, you are on the mark.
Well, it seems that everybody is criticizing Trump, but my question is this. Who voted for the disciples, or were they picked by God?
I told you.
Well, we know the answer to that, Paul.
Okay, well, what is the difference between Trump trying to pick his group in order to help lead the people in the right directions?
Well, nobody's arguing that the president gets to name his staff and cabinet and so on.
Well, the whole thing in a nutshell, and this it is a nutshell, is that somewhere I have read that a holy war is an obligation. So if it's an obligation, you will have war until the end of time, if there is such a thing. And right now, the way things are going, you will find that nobody in their right mind would take and say, if you can find 10 righteous people to follow you, I will save your city. That was, I think that was the number that they said that to save Sodom and Gomorrah. But right now, you would have to say, if you can find 100,000 people that are willing to follow Trump, I will let you people live in peace.
All right. Well, I think there's millions of them, actually, but we'll have to wait for the next election to verify. All right. Thank you so much, Paul. Cindy, thank you for waiting. You are on the mark.
You know, we can't know without looking at people's actual income tax situation. But I wonder how many people that are unhappy are actually getting less as a refund. And I don't think people understand refund. This means you were overcharged all year long. Overcharged. You overpaid.
Exactly.
Voluntarily, I might add.
Finally. I'm sorry?
Voluntarily overcharged. People fill out their own W-2 forms, right? Or W-4. W-4 form.
Right. You've been overcharged. This is like going to the gas station and paying 10 extra dollars every time you fill up so that at the end of the year, they hand you back $100. Isn't that silly? I mean, so people who, you have to look at the individual taxes, but I suspect many of these people had their regular paycheck increase by some amount, which meant that then they paid in less because the less taxes were taken up front. Consequently, they don't get as big of a refund at the end of the year. And that, and they're unhappy because they are used to the government imposing this savings plan by taking your money. The irony of which is if the bank did this or the gas station did this, we demand they pay us interest on confiscating our money for their use for the whole year. But the federal government doesn't pay you any interest for taking your money.
You're exactly right. And the only way you really know is to take last year's tax return and see what you actually paid in taxes, and take this year's tax return and look at what you actually paid in taxes and compare the two. You're exactly right.
So I think that's wonderful advice you offer. I hope that my neighbors will do that. Did you really pay less in taxes? And I know, you know, if you only get, let's say, $50 more a week that you kept in your paycheck, you might have been happy about that in January and February, and then you kind of get used to that. So you don't see it every time you get paid. You're not going, oh, yes, I still have that $50, which was less taxes taken out by the federal government. So,
all right.
Which, you know, we're paying more for gasoline now, so it kind of gets wiped out, doesn't it?
Well,
but anyway.
So you give the government this interest-free loan, and they keep it, but while inflation marches on, so you're not just your money doesn't just stay the same.
Inflation caused by the government, right? Because the Fed is the one that manipulates the marketplace.
Right.
The Fed drives up inflation or tries to squelch it at their whim. So they're actually making things more expensive at the same time that, as was pointed out earlier by someone, the government right now is allowing millions of people to flood into the country to lower wages, and that behavior depresses wages. Don't believe me. We had a professor on who said that's exactly what happens when you allow millions of people in the country who are low-wage workers. They depress the wages. That's true. They do.
Absolutely.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah, thank you very much. Appreciate the call. 1-800-795-9565. Just one quickie email. It says, here we go again. Unemployment at its all-time lows! ! You need to remember every day people on unemployment exhaust their benefits. In other words, they collected all they can collect. It does not mean they got jobs.
Well, on the flip side of that, employment is at record highs. We have never had this many people on the job, on the payroll, in the history of the United States. So that's a bogus argument.
All right. 1-800-795-9565. And if you can't find a job now,
every place you go, I don't care where you look, we're hiring. If you can't get a job now, you don't want a job.
1-800-795-9565. Harry's on that. Last caller before a quickie break. You're on the mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. John, I'd like to take you to, I'd like to call you, though, on one statement that you made where you said there is absolutely nothing to complain about with the economy. There's a huge thing right now, and I don't think enough people pay attention to it. Now, I pay more attention because I drive to Harrisburg 5 days a week for work. Now, it's my choice, so I'm not complaining about anything there. But I am now spending, in the last 4 to 5 weeks, I am spending, because I was getting gas down there 5 weeks ago at $2.49 a gallon. Now I'm looking for bargains at $2.84 and $2.85. And the higher the gas prices go, trucking companies are going to charge more to haul items. Restaurants and grocery stores are going to charge higher rates to sell items and to carry those items. And until we, you know, there's no reason for them to have gone up.
Well,
and especially at the alarming rate they have gone. That's an issue that with the economy that's going to have to that means people have less money to spend on other items, and that will affect the economy.
Well, I agree with that. Now, let me say this. A couple of weeks ago, I drove to Florida and back. I bought gasoline in South Carolina for $2.23 a gallon, and I bought gasoline in Georgia for $2.19 a gallon, and I bought gasoline in Florida for $2.41 a gallon. How come we're paying $3 a gallon in Pennsylvania? That's not federal.
Well,
that's state.
Exactly. And I know that, too, because we go down to my daughter lives in North Carolina. I'll get enough gas to get me down into Culpeper, Virginia, and spend 50 cents a gallon less than I do up here.
Amen.
You know, so I understand what you're saying. But that's all I'm saying is that is an issue that will affect people's spending abilities and pricing for anything else. And, you know, we're told that, all this extra money when they took the fuel cap tax off was to go to roads and construction and stuff like that. So that's all fine and good. But what it's done is by taking that cap off completely, it's just like at least Jesse James wore a mask when he robbed banks back in the Old West. I mean, this is highway robbery. When the price goes up, it goes up 10 to 15 cents a gallon. When it comes down 2 cents. There's no reason other than greed.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about Pennsylvania gas tax. Do you realize that 10% of the gas tax that you pay in Pennsylvania goes to fund Philadelphia's SEPTA transportation system?
And I did know that, yes.
And do you realize that another 10% goes for hiking trails and bike paths and so forth that has nothing to do with transportation, but the Pennsylvania legislature, in its wisdom, is giving away 20% of everything that you pay in gas tax for things that don't apply to our roads?
I didn't know about the bike trails, but I did know about the SEPTA tax or SEPTA fee. And it's, you know, the other thing, too, is if I could see 40 cents a gallon worth of improvement on the roads, I wouldn't really complain. But I do a lot of driving, and I don't see that kind of improvement on the roads since we took that cap off. And it also annoys me when the legislature says, oh, we haven't raised taxes. Yeah, when you took that part off, that was a tax raise. I don't care what you call it. You can say anything you want, but that was a tax increase.
All right. Thank you so much, Harry. Appreciate the call. 1-800-795-9565. Not just random digits. It's the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. We always encourage you to use the toll-free line. It is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Route 35 in Mount Pleasant Mills, where Terry's large and in charge out there. Trutz Pharmacies on Walnut Street in Mifflinburg, where Tyler's involved in the ownership, and he would just love to tell you about how sound medicine, good pharmaceuticals, great, great care, and super customer service and delivery can help you out. Nori Pharmacies on Duke Street, Route 147 in Northumberland. Meek and mild and outspoken all at the same time as Steve Mertz down there, and he would just love to chit-chat with you and make sure that you're super served there. Jennifer's at the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop. They say she's the head pharmacist, but she can tell you about the whole body when it comes to good new drugs that are helping people, interactions, taking good care of you. Maybe it's delivery you need. They can do that at the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop on Market Street in Bloomsburg. And Brad's at the Lewisburg Pharmacy, 2nd Street in Lewisburg, super serving customers for about a dozen years now, and they would just love to see you up in Lewisburg. Lewisburg Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, Nori Pharmacy, Trutz Pharmacy, Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Hometown Pharmacies.
We upgrade all the time.
My computer.
My TV.
My phone.
Isn't it time you upgraded your vehicle?
Upgrade your trade now at Sunbury Motors Kia.
I wanna see you.
It's the second annual Upgrade Your Trade event. Now is the time because SMC is making it easier than ever with above market value for your trade. Plus, save $4,500 on a 2019 Kia Sorento LX. Now just $26,415. A 2019 Kia Optima S has $4,000 in savings. Now only $22,910. And SMC is still offering a $99 a month lease on a 2019 Kia Forte LXS for just 36 months. And all include Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. It's the second annual Upgrade Your Trade event at Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Leases for 36 months, 10,000 miles per year. No security deposit required. Tax and tags extra. Offers expire 4/30/19. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to kia.com.
Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark, one of our good listeners has a very, very common mindset toward tax refunds, saying, this procedure of paying too many taxes and enjoying a big refund at the end of the year works for some people and for me. I use my tax refund every year to pay my house insurance and my taxes. I know lots of people who do that. We are not wealthy, as Cindy may be, but we don't have the extra cash around to pay these high taxes we get assessed for every year. Tell her to never mind her usual good opinion, because this is a personal choice. And I do it every year. And yes, I'm happy with it, with 3 exclamation points. Well, and there are tons of people who enjoy a tax refund because they enjoy that big bonus. At the, you know, at the beginning of the year, you right. get a couple of $2,000-$3,000 coming in, and the local taxes, I think, due are on or about now.
About the same time.
Okay,
yeah.
So yeah, that works out. And charitable donations. The YMCA just kicked off their capital campaign yesterday, so we're hoping that when the tax refunds come in, folks will say, you know,
so worthy cause.
So be it. How about it? Right. Good charitable organization. Are you getting a refund this year?
Actually, I broke even this year,
good for you.
That's good. I did get a couple dollars back, but I didn't take it. I just left it there for next year. But I did actually get a couple dollars back, which is very unusual for me. I almost always have to pay extra, and so I don't have anything deducted, so I do quarterlies, and. I actually was overpaid and have a few dollars to my credit, which I left with the IRS until next year.
Well, yeah, we'll have to talk about the principle of quarterly sometime. There's still, it's funny how, what would you say, 50% of the population just doesn't know that much about taxes?
Well, if you're
we have 30 seconds,
okay.
I should say.
If you're on payroll, what you look at, what you look at is your bottom line, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, you know they're taking taxes out for the federal and the state and all that, but it's just what you're really interested in is how much am I getting in the check this week. So that's the problem, and most people don't pay attention.
Well, thank you, John.
Thank you, Mark. It's always a pleasure.
I just love it when you come in. And, of course, I learn a lot when we're on the air and when we're off the air. So it really works out. You've been listening to On the Mark, WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. We had a fabulous week. We'll be back on Monday with Mr. Joe McGranahan. Pat Toomey's going to call in. Common sense changes in guns laws that would make us safer. He loves to talk about this, so we'll talk about that and other topics. This is WKOK Sunbury.